This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Giving Hearts Day. That's right. Most generous day of the year in North Dakota and Western Minnesota is Giving Hearts Day. It's a fabulous day. Been going on about 10 years now. Over $31 million raised. And today could be the day double digits hit for the first time, that $10 million figure. So that's our hope. We'll be meeting some of our favorite charities throughout the program today. We picked three. It's hard to do, but you'll meet them. And, of course, there's 300-plus, ultimately, that are benefiting today from Giving Hearts Day. You can take a meander through, if you like, at givingheartsday.org. That's the website, givingheartsday.org. Okay, so check that out. We'll be giving you an update on the tally as we go throughout the day on how that is going. The fundraising started at 12 midnight last night. Love this day, the most generous day of the year in North Dakota. And we have our interview with Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Donald Trump, today on the program. As I mentioned, we'll talk with some of the folks involved in the Giving Hearts Day, the charities, also the president, CEO, executive director of the Dakota Medical Foundation, Pat Traynor, will join us to talk a little bit about the history of Giving Hearts Day. So we have that. Chris Berg from Point of View, busy show. But we start with a newsmaker we've been thinking about, because last night, about 6 o'clock, construction restarted on the Dakota Access Pipeline Project after months of turmoil at the hands of eco-terrorists. Kelsey Warren is the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners and joins us from his office in Dallas today. Kelsey, thanks for taking some time for us.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, Scott. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. How are you? What did it feel like to get that permit in hand?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, Scott, as you know, you and I've spoken before about this. We're just pipeliners. We think we're pretty good at that, and to be able to resume business as usual and take oil from the second largest oil field in the United States and bring it to superior markets, improving the price in North Dakota. I mean, just doing our job, Scott. We're pretty excited around here.
What kind of a timeline remains on the construction now? How long before oil is moving through that pipeline?
It'll take the drill is pretty defined, in fact, extremely defined. It will take probably about 2 months. A hedge factor, if we encounter rock, it could take as much as 3 months, but I don't believe that's the case. We understand the geology pretty well. So we should be drilled. We should be able to pull our string of pipe underneath the riverbed. This will be 115 feet below the ground level, so below the actual bedrock of the river, and connected on each end. And I'm going to guess sometime around the, I would say sometime around early April, we'll be pulling oil.
What difference will that make for mineral rights holders in North Dakota? What difference will that make for the oil industry in North Dakota and ultimately to consumers?
Huge difference. And I'm glad you're asking that. That's kind of lost in this whole thing, Scott. Nobody wants to talk about that. But the cost to rail crude, which is the majority of the crude from the Bakken field is being railed to market. The cost of that is around, let's say, $12.50 to $13 a barrel. The cost to move through our pipeline is less than $6 per barrel. Now, that money goes right back into North Dakota. So that improvement, that step up in price, goes right back into the pockets of the royalty owners, of the producers, of whoever the chain of economics that involved in producing that oil goes right back into your state. That is about to occur as soon as we get online. There's no possible way rail or trucking competes with our pipeline and in any aspect, including safety.
What do you believe has driven the opposition here? We've heard a lot about the safety of water. We've heard about, you know, treaty rights. We've heard about consultation. We've heard about a disdain for fossil fuels by some different groups out there. There are big time funders like, you know, we hear about George Soros with certain groups, Warren Buffett, with the Honor of the Earth group, of course, has a major interest in railroads. I mean, as you point to who's opposing this and why, what conclusions do you draw?
Well, I think it's the anti-fossil fuel people. I think, Scott, if someone were to follow the money, and I would like to do that, actually, and find out who's been paying these people and then find out who's paying them, who's contributing to them, I think it would show that this is mostly anti-fossil fuel people, and that they're going to move on to their next battle. I'm sure we'll be part of it somewhere else in the United States, but that's what this is in my view.
The Cheyenne River Sioux today asked a federal judge to once again stop work on this, while a lawsuit filed earlier by the two tribes against the pipeline proceeds. Their attorney said in court documents the pipeline will, quote, desecrate the waters upon which Cheyenne River Sioux tribal members rely. What do you say to that argument, that desecrate the waters and pollute the water? And I mean, are you 100% assured of the safety of the pipeline and the project you're doing here that can counter that argument? What do you make of these water arguments?
Well, sure, Scott, I'll be happy to address that. First of all, the safest way to move any kind of petroleum product is through a pipeline, without a doubt, safest way by far. Nothing else compares. This crude is moving today. That's the thing people need to understand, and it's crossing the river today. It's crossing the river over railroad trestles that were built in the mid-1900s, and as you know, it's well documented. There's been several incidents with the railing of that crude. So this crude is flowing. It is moving. Now, Scott, I'm not going to mislead you. Pipelines can have incidents. The majority of them are man-made, and what I mean by that is people dig illegally where they should not be digging, and they hit a piece of pipe, and we have a spillage as a result of that. It's rare. I don't think, Scott, in my view, in my lifetime, there will be no incidents on this pipeline that crosses under Lake Oahe, none whatsoever. I'm 61. I plan on living another 100 years, you know. But there will be no incident in my view. Now, it could happen, though, Scott. I don't want to mislead you, but it's highly, highly unlikely.
Well, given the safety record of the pipelines that you talked about, given the benefits that come, you know, to see some of the reporting, to see some of the social media attacks, to see even in a court of law, I mean, an attorney here is saying the pipeline, if not stopped, will desecrate the waters. This is a court filing for crying out loud. What kind of damage has been done to the pipeline industry, to Energy Transfer Partners, to you personally from these kind of attacks?
Oh, it's been horrible. I mean, people that are embrace these environmental causes really have a great dislike for people like me, because I tend to talk in terms of commercial relevance. Let me start. I mean, we're going to overcome all this, but, you know, Scott, to give you an idea, we were supposed to be flowing crude from the Bakken Shale before January 1st. Let's say January 1st. Well, you can do the math let's say $5.75 times 475,000 barrels a day. That's an enormous amount of money. And, Scott, those dollars are gone. That crude has been moved in another way. Through rail, our trucks, some pipeline, but mostly rail. So yeah, sure, it's been has had very negative economic consequences for us, but we will move on. But then I want to add, you know, when I hear these kind of ridiculous lawsuits that are being filed, you might as well put a neon sign right above it saying, raising money, raising money. These causes, they know they're not going to win these things, but they get a lot of people to contribute to their causes, and they're really, these people make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I believe they're spoiling for the fight. I believe they want the confrontation. It helps them do that. Same thing with law enforcement. You look at the reputational damage done to the state of North Dakota, to farmers and ranchers, to average everyday people out there trying to make an honest living, to law enforcement, because these people are trying to get a made-for-TV YouTube moment. I mean, that's what it's about, isn't it? This is all made-for-the-protest, made-for-TV, isn't it?
It is. I'll tell you, I'm glad you're going down this road. I have been so incredibly impressed, and I've told you this before, told Congressman Kramer this, that the people of North Dakota are just truly amazing people. The restraint that has been shown by law enforcement is remarkable. I mean, these people have been threatened. They've been spat on. They've been verbally abused. They've been charged on horseback. You can go on and on and on what's happened, and yet there's been no violence. That is a remarkable thing, that the law enforcement has done their jobs. They've done incredibly well. I know it has stressed your state, and I apologize for that. I feel that we somehow have caused that, and I've publicly stated that we would like to assist in any stress that we could assist on, whether we help financially or whatever. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong that this would be allowed to occur. You know, that's where you go to church. That's where your kids go to school. I mean, North Dakota has really, really quality people, and yet this has been brought upon them. It's unfair.
It is, and we all hope for your industry and for our state it's not the new normal. For sure, but we'll save that topic for another day. Kelsey Warren, Land Construction's restarted. Let's stay in touch. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Short break, back with more after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Off to Norway we go, folks, June 19th through July 2nd. Scott Hannon here, my wife Maria and I, and the entire family are headed for a Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration, June 19th through July 2nd, with Carol Juven from Juven Tours. So, Carol, tell me a little bit about how your tours work. What do you do?
We travel throughout the fjord country and the three larger cities in Norway to enjoy the people. And believe me, it's as exciting as it can be when you get in their homes, you get to their farms, and believe me, with all of the food included, it can't be better.
14-day first-class tour, first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, the ferry and train costs, enormous beauty, breathtaking beauty as well from Norway. Hurry, the deadline's fast approaching. Call now, 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. Carol Juven and the team at Juven Tours. Headed to Norway, June 19th through July 2nd.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You decide. That's a great way to live, right? You pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you have that choice at the pump. Anywhere from E10 to E85. You want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Look for that red, white, and blue banner. Now the Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of PetroServe USA as well. Welcome. And that 4-for-4 deal, personal pan pizza, hot stuff, one of the best, 20-ounce drink, two delicious cookies. They're fantastic. All four of those items are only $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Just tell them Scott sent you. So that was our newsmaker. We got a lot of newsmakers today, but our first newsmaker, Kelsey Warren, Energy Transfer Partners. I thought he said it best at the beginning of that. I'm a pipeliner, just trying to put in pipe, which ultimately will mean mineral rights holders in North Dakota have less of a discount deducted from their price to get the oil to market. That's what he's been trying to do. And I also think he nailed it to say there ought to be a neon sign saying fundraiser, because that's what's going on here. You know, when people are paid to protest and get a bonus if they get arrested and have a confrontation, that's called staging. They want these photos. When you start a fire and you have to put out the fire with a hose, then you get to call them water cannons, right? Because the fire, then you know the hose is going to come, and voila, there we go. Think about that. The confrontation with the dogs going way back wouldn't have happened but for people busting down a fence line, taking the fence post, going to the dog, all on tape. Perfect. Please try and convince me that's an accident and just happened and just a product of a concern over the water. It's not. You know, we ought to study every inch of this, every single inch of it. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm not going to rest until I believe I've done everything in my power as a North Dakotan to give as much of our airtime as possible to get to the bottom of this, to get to the truth. Because sadly, much of the media is pawns. They buy into exactly what the professional protesters and the choreographers want in the way of a story, and don't pull and dig. And why else don't we know more about Warren Buffett and Honor the Earth or George Soros and Democracy Now? Or Earth Justice and, I mean, in every article it ought to be said, Earth Justice filing on behalf of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that says on their website their mission is to end dirty fuels. You don't know, but I think more than anything, I most appreciated the obvious concern and respect for North Dakotans that I heard from Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners. There, I really did. We did an interview with Kellyanne Conway, Kelsey Warren, Energy Transfer Partners, and Kellyanne Conway on the program today. Interview with Kellyanne was right after the show yesterday. We did do it on Facebook Live, but we promised to play it for you here today on the air because you contributed most of the questions. And the first thing we asked her is, been a busy couple of months, been a crazy time, a lot of accusations being hurled at the president. How's he doing? Tell us, Kellyanne.
Doing great. He's high energy, high impact, mile a minute, the whirling dervish of issues. He really is nonstop, and it's, you know, he ups the game for everyone there. I think the boss, whoever the boss is in any workplace, should always be the hardest, toughest worker, and he brings that to a whole other level. And you really see the impact. You see the impact there in your own region where he made good on the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's great for America's energy independence, economic growth, national security, certainly. The Army just approved it, which is huge because, it's a $3.8 billion pipeline. It's going to carry about 500,000 barrels per day, and it's almost 90% complete. It's just a huge win, I think, for American workers and for American energy independence. I was at a pharmacy here in Washington, D.C. the other day, just popped in to get a couple things, and CVS to get a couple things, and this man stopped me, and he said, please tell President Trump thank you for the Dakota pipeline. And he's here in Washington, D.C., and he said, I was a laborer my whole life, and I know the next generations are now going to have opportunities they would not have had he not been elected. So we love hearing stories like that.
Is that not a great story? I mean, Here you got Kellyanne Conway going into a CVS to pick something up, and somebody in Washington, D.C. says, tell the president thanks for that Dakota Access Pipeline. I love it. And a union guy, no less. Love the story. More on the Dakota Access Pipeline with Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president, coming up here on the program. Billy on the road. Let's get you in here at 800-228-0550. Go, Billy.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I'm just all fired up today. First off, these dudes down there protesting, you know what's wrong with them? They need to look at the fact Obama passed a deal where foreign people, foreign companies, could buy land over here. It was, I believe, 2 years ago. The Saudis bought the largest refinery in California. You can fact check all that, look it up. Do you think they're using oil from over here? Of course not. It's the same thing that ever since the 80s, where's all your credit card companies? Where's all the money come from? That somebody gets a credit card, they buy a shirt for $5, and it's got 23% interest and everything. That's been the Saudis, foreign interest, because they had the money to back in it. The other thing is, they do this, keep it in the ground. That's the same as, well, Scott, you know, turn your lights off so much at night, that'll save energy. Got news for you. When a power plant is producing so much power, turning your lights off for a little bit every night does not matter. That power gets used somewhere, or it dissipates in the system because there's no way to save that. The other thing is, so I noticed this deal here, they've started to deal with the marijuana law, which seems to me like it's a good deal for people that need it. But it seems like the state's trying to get in there and hack it up and make whatever they can to get more money out of it and more taxes and everything else. So I heard the other day that they're trying to have where if somebody had a car, say you had epilepsy or cancer, you lived in Sherwood or wherever, that you couldn't grow even two plants at your house. Then they had the deal about, well, you can't have 2.5 ounces. If you have a card, you could have 2 ounces. So then they have the deal of, well, they have to look at the taxes and this and that because they're worried about, somebody might grow it and sell it. Got news for you. That stuff's already going on here in the state through the gangs and the people trafficking stuff down here. And I've got good examples. Look at Mapleton, the dude they caught here last year with all the methamphetamine. Look at the dudes they just caught over in Berthold with all the methamphetamine. If they think they're just passing through North Dakota to go somewhere else, they're not. They're making stops along the way. That is a basic gang tactic, is to reach out into areas and have people set up in underpopulated areas so that they fly low and stay off the radar.
Yeah, a lot there, Billy. I appreciate the call. I need to get under the hood a little bit more about some of the proposed changes that the legislature is looking at. Most of those have been driven from the Attorney General's office and the Department of Health, and I believe have pure motives of trying to take some language that was hard, I guess, put together from a number of different states in the bill. I don't think it's ulterior motives there. I don't think, but need to dig into that a little more and welcome input on it. Thanks for the call, Billy. Buck, you're next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Is Giving Hearts Day in North Dakota, the most generous day of the year. And with us is Pat Traynor from the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, the Alex Stern Foundation. Those three entities come together to support Giving Hearts Day. What is Giving Hearts Day?
You know, it's the greatest giving day of the year here in North Dakota and western Minnesota. This year, 360 charities to choose from. Everything from arts, animals, healthcare, education, all the way to the zoo. And everything in between, so that we like to say there's really something for everyone that touches everyone's heart. This year we have all sorts of prizes and incentives for donors that give $10 have a chance to win $10,000 for their favorite charity, the charity they gave to during the day. So it's an exciting time for charities. We work throughout the year preparing charities to become exceptional at friend-raising, and Giving Hearts Day is about friend-raising. These charities can thrive with the work that they do if they have tons of friends in the community that support their cause. So this is a reach-out day for generous people, kind people all across North Dakota and beyond.
10 years Giving Hearts Day has been happening in February. How much have you raised?
You know, in 31 million in the last 9 years has been raised to propel the missions of these wonderful charities that are really building health and quality of life across the whole region. And they can't do it without help. And people go online and they give generously. And you know, Scott, they give to 2.5 causes on average. Instead of just going and giving to one, people are so kind and generous, they're actually giving to 2.5 on average. So it's just incredible.
How much has social media and online giving changed charities?
It's changed it in an incredible way, because now people don't have to attend an event, you know, should I order the fish or the chicken? They can attend in a virtual event like this. They can give the check to the charity in advance, you know, dated February 9th. As long as it's dated February 9th, then those donors put that charity in the running for significant matches and gifts and awards throughout the day. So we're trying to create a lot of excitement around something that is incredible, you know, that you're able to then build quality of life. And when thousands of people come together, communities are transformed.
How do people donate?
GivingHeartsDay.org. They go right on GivingHeartsDay.org or drop a check off at your favorite charity. You know, their matches, incentives, everyone's prepared. This is the greatest giving day of the year here in North Dakota, Western Minnesota. So everyone, we have people at Dakota Medical Foundation that will help you process online gifts if people have problems with that. We've got people coming through all day here. There's groups in Bismarck and in communities across North Dakota, Western Minnesota that are there to help you process these donations.
One more time on that website?
GivingHeartsDay.org.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Scott.
That's Pat Trainer, Executive Director of the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, the Alex Stern Foundation, all coming together for Giving Hearts Day. We're highlighting three of the charities out of the 300 today on the program to tell you a little bit more about. One is the Ann Carlson Center. Eric Munson, the CEO, joining us on the line. Happy Giving Hearts Day, Eric. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Absolutely. I've been to the Ann Carlson Center. I've seen the look in the eyes of some of those youngsters and the great things that you do. It stays with me. But for folks that have not and maybe are not familiar with what you do, what happens at the Ann Carlson Center every day?
Well, we work with children with extreme medical complexity and high behavioral needs. We have in Jamestown, our campus has an education, a fully accredited school, residential, and a large number of therapies. We use a lot of assistive technology. In our community settings, we work with kids and adults on the autism spectrum. We provide early intervention, infant development services from birth to 3 years old. And we do a lot of community support and employment work.
It is a lifeline for a lot of parents out there. The services they provide certainly do so much good day in and day out. Tell us a little bit about the history. Who is Ann Carlson?
Well, Dr. Ann Carlson was born in Grantsburg, Wisconsin, and she had a number of disabilities. But a very sharp and keen mind. She went on to earn a PhD in education, started with the Ann Carlson Center in the late 40s, eventually became the CEO of the center, and was named by President Nixon as a Handicapped Citizen of the Year, and provides a great inspiration for the kind of work that we continue to do. We adapt to and continue to evolve as the societal needs change and the needs of children and families change.
And, you know, this is an amazing story. This Dr. Carlson was born without forearms or lower legs, didn't let her physical impairments prevent her from living life to the fullest, and then, as Eric says, went on to provide this service for how many more kids throughout as a teacher, administrator, and mentor for the center. So pretty incredible story. And the origins go back even before it was called the Ann Carlson Center to the Evangelical Good Samaritan Society in the 20s in Arthur, North Dakota. So there's a great deal of history here that is pretty incredible. With the generosity from donors today on Giving Hearts Day, what are you able to do with the Ann Carlson Center?
Well, we're able to do a lot of adaptive and assistive technology. We have a year-round recreation program. One of the places where we offer that programming is the Botno Winter Ski Park. And we've expanded that to a year-round program. It's named for Ann Nelson, who was the only North Dakotan to perish in the 9/11 attacks, and her parents have worked with us to develop a program there. We have other recreational opportunities. Our assistive technology has been recognized nationally by Apple. In fact, one of the individuals that we worked with to use the adaptive film editing was featured during Apple's fall launch, product launch. And this young woman that we worked with for a number of years actually edited the video that Tim Cook used in that launch. So many different things. This year is particularly important with us, Scott, because last year in 2016, We set a new high for a number of people served. We served over 3,200 people. So continuing, and that is on top of, we served about 2,800 the year before that. So we've continued to grow through the generosity of many people.
GivingHeartsDay.org is the website. And of course, you can go there and type in Ann Carlson Center. And there are a number of neat little things happening today. One includes a deal where, you know, a number of donors randomly would be boosted by $10,000 each. So you give 10 bucks, and they could say, hey, you got an extra $10,000 to give to your charity. So they're doing a couple of those in different amounts. So a lot of fun things happening as a result of Giving Hearts Day, where, of course, $31 million has been raised in the last 10 years they've done this. So it's an important day. It goes till midnight tonight at givingheartsday.org. Eric, anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, just to mention that donation of any amount is appreciated and will be put to work to very good use. And we have a match. Any donations that we receive today on Giving Hearts Day of $10 or more, we have matches up to $100,000.
Fantastic. That is great. Thanks a bunch. Good to chat with you today. Thank you, Eric.
All right. Thank you for the time, Scott. Appreciate
Eric Munson, CEO of the Ann Carlson Center. We picked three today. Village Family Services, First Step Recovery. We did some interviews leading up to Giving Hearts Day and learned about some of these folks. And then also the First Choice Clinic, one of my all-time favorites. So we'll be hearing from each of those today on the program. Buck in Fargo, let's get you in here to tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. What's happening today, Buck?
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
I was wanting to talk about repealing Obamacare. Now, if you remember correctly, this 3,000 page socialist monstrosity was shoved down our throats back in 2010. And the American people went to the voting booths and they elected conservatives that said they would repeal it. In first the House of Representatives, then the Senate, and now Donald Trump. But now that they're all in here, I hear a bunch of waffling and people dragging their feet. But I think I have a perfect solution for getting this thing repealed. And if I remember correctly, the only reason that members of Congress implemented Obamacare is because Barack Obama made it possible for this monstrosity to not apply to anybody in Congress. So what if Donald Trump signed an executive order that said Obamacare applies to every member of Congress, all their staffers, and all federal employees, as well as the American people?
That might speed things along a little bit, huh, Buck? I like your idea.
I wish you would have been able to ask that to Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I guarantee you, if this applied to all them and their staffers, they would have that thing repealed by the end of the month.
Well, she'll be back, so we can ask again. We have more of our conversation with her coming up, by the way, and she talks more about the Dakota Access Pipeline and energy and also just draining the swamp, a little bit on the media spin and also the refugee deal. So we have more of that conversation coming up. Good chunk of that to go here. But one thing I would say, I don't get the sense, Buck, that they're dragging their feet on repeal and replace. I think they're going to be voting very quickly on you know, repeal and replace and doing what they said they would. I think the implementation of the replace is not something that is going as easy as they had hoped, but I think that's just typical Washington, right? When you got look, Obamacare was well thought out. The whole idea was to get its hooks in all of us and be there for generations. So,
right.
You know, every day that Obamacare was in place, it was further ingrained in how we do healthcare delivery in this country. And, you know, the insurance companies and everything else. So I think they got a mess to clean up. So let's hold them to that. We put in a request for an interview with Speaker Ryan specifically, because we wanted to talk a little bit about how replacement will be held on that. And they're working on scheduling that. And Congressman Kramer, of course, is here every week as well. So I'm not saying let's not hold their feet to the fire, but I don't think it's time for our hair to be on fire. yet. That's all I'm saying, Buck. Thank you. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give us a ring, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. But it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Day today, folks. We're going to talk with some more charities and tell you more about this wonderful thing. Pat Trainer from the Giving Hearts Day organization that is made up of the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, the Alex Stern Foundation will be here to tell us about this day. $31 million raised in the last 10 years, 24 hours, once a year. It is Giving Hearts Day today, the most generous day of the year. Pretty darn cool. So tell you more about that. More of an interview with Kellyanne Conway next up here on some Dakota Access Pipeline stuff. First, a word from Jim the Flagpole Guy. We love our chats with our favorite patriot. If you're patriotic, and many of us these days are feeling more patriotic than ever, right? It's a great time to show it. Call Jim today to get a flagpole installed at your home or your business. So, Jim, happy Thursday to you, and what's on your mind, my man?
You know, Scott, we really live in exciting times. Our country in transition, it's never been a better time to show your patriotism. You know, when you buy a flag from ndflagpoleguy.com, you're buying American-made products. When you buy a flagpole from ND Flagpole Guy, you're buying American-made products. How awesome is that? Putting them... American veteran to work installing a flagpole on your property was deeper than that. You're putting Americans to work. Americans that worked in that factory, building that flagpole, sewing that flag. We're excited. Spring is coming. Great time to stand up and set up a flag display. That's where we come in. ndflagpoleguy.com. You can decide the right flag display for your location. Quality flagpoles, quality service, engineering for the environment, installation at ndflagpoleguy.com. You can choose different size flags, replacement flags. Give us a call for service, replacement parts, 701-571-FLAG. Now, we also do flagpole repair, and when it's time to replace that flagpole, choose a flagpole from ND Flagpole Guy. American made. People of America make these poles. American citizens go to work every day creating flagpoles, flags. Let's put America to work by purchasing a flagpole installed by ndflagpoleguy.com.
That's the best. Thanks, Jim. American made. Proud of it. Call them at 701-571-FLAG or again online at ndflagpoleguy.com. So more of our conversation with Kellyanne Conway now from the White House yesterday. And, you know, I shared with her a frustration I've shared with you. And that is that if you were to line up the facts as we know them, based on law enforcement and company officials and everybody else related to this whole project of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and then looked on how it was reported or what you saw on social media, the truth was nowhere to be found. And my question was, Kellyanne, is that the new normal?
It seems like it is. We are not going to let it be because we have a great deal of faith and confidence in the American people to really sift through the facts and know what's biased, but also what's incomplete, Scott. I mean, if I have one grievance, and I've been very clear about it, biased media coverage is easy to detect most often because you just doesn't pass the smell test. You say, well, that doesn't seem right, or that's really unfair. That's one thing. But how about complete coverage? You just touched upon that in so far as you're saying, well, why not tell people this or why not tell people that? And I think it's the incomplete coverage that's very concerning to me anyway, because there's just such a great story to tell for these first 2.5 weeks about wage boosting, about job creation, really making good on any number of promises. But I think there have been 20 or 21 executive actions, and as you know, only one is really getting all the attention. And that means we're not talking about the ones that really impact these workers in your region and elsewhere, really impact energy independence and job creation. But I always have faith in people, and I feel like the more folks are all being very myopic and one-sided about coverage, the more the people will revolt, and they'll say, well, wait a second, I need to get more information, I need to get more facts about that, and they'll go and do that. The one thing I'll tell you, too, is people criticize the president for tweeting and for putting things on Facebook. That's just nonsense, because that is the democratization of information. It means that when he issues a tweet or he makes a statement, everybody hears it at the same time. Anybody, the guy looking at his screen who's on the job, he can access it the same way the news anchor in her chair can access it. So I love the fact that people don't need to wait for somebody else to curate the information and tell them what's important to them. They can decide for themselves.
I want to ask you a couple of things specific to the pipeline, and then I want to talk about some nominations, some other things going on. Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president from the White House, joining us today on What's on Your Mind. $30 million is what North Dakota taxpayers have expended so far for the cost of security, law enforcement, emergency management surrounding the whole pipeline protest. There have been requests from our congressional delegation, Congressman Kramer and Senator Hoeven repeatedly saying, hey, we need help here. We need help to protect not only the federal Indian land and the Army Corps land, but to also get some reimbursements from this. Do you anticipate that there will be reimbursements of the $30 million and also additional law enforcement help for this effort, Kellyanne?
I'm not prepared to make those pronouncements today, but we are aware and we're in touch with law enforcement at every turn. I did notice in a couple of the articles anyway, that AP article, I believe, that the harsh winter has maybe deterred a larger turnout or a larger sustenance of the turnout. But in any event, we're aware of that, and we just hope that people don't take to destruction and violence, perhaps. We understand people are on both sides of this issue, but the fact is, it's like anything else. I just believe progress and results are going to be what propels this president into the historic president he'll be. He will be assessed according to his accomplishments.
Judge us by the progress and the results and the accomplishments. Kellyanne Conway. More of that conversation coming up. More on Giving Hearts Day. Stay tuned, folks. A lot going on today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the hot spring spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.